Blackstone Audio presents Tomorrowland, the 1964-65 World's Fair and the Transformation of America by Joseph Torella. This book is read by Joe Barrett. Part 1. The Greatest Single Event in History. Chapter 1. The basic purpose of the fair is to help achieve peace through understanding, that is, to assist in educating the peoples of the world as to the interdependence of nations and the need for universal and lasting peace. New York World's Fair 1964-65 Progress Report from Robert Moses, January 16, 1961. It is insane that two men sitting on opposite sides of the world should be able to decide to bring an end to civilization. President John F. Kennedy, October 1962. Standing outside the World's Fair Administration Building in Flushing Meadow Park in the late morning cold of December 14, 1962, Robert Moses knew that nearly 3 years of work were about to pay off. Since May 1960, when he assumed the presidency of the World's Fair Corporation in a sleight-of-hand coup d'etat, he had taken charge of every aspect of the upcoming 1964-65 World's Fair. No detail was too insignificant for his attention. Now, after much political intrigue and maneuvering, the most powerful man in the free world, President John F. Kennedy, was coming to Queens to bestow his personal blessing on Moses' fair by participating in the groundbreaking ceremony for the $17 million United States Federal Pavilion. New York City's master builder had worked tirelessly to enact his grand schemes for what he called the Olympics of Progress. Moses knew that World's Fairs were historic opportunities for cities and nations to enhance their images on a global stage. London's Great Exhibition of 1851 showcased the famed Crystal Palace, an immense structure of metal and glass that illustrated Victorian England's industrial might, and was opened by the Queen herself. Paris's Exposition Universelle of 1889 gave the world the Eiffel Tower, and in 1893 the United States hosted its second World's Fair in Chicago. Philadelphia had hosted a smaller fair in 1876, one that demonstrated America's maturity as a nation. The fair's planners transformed part of Chicago into the neoclassical White City and introduced a ride that would become a staple of fairs the world over, the Ferris wheel. In 1904, St. Louis hosted a World's Fair that marked the debut of a new form of communication, the first wireless telegraph machine, and more prosaically, introduced a new way of eating ice cream.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?